Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. Welcome, everyone, to this week's podcast, Step Out of Struggle and Into Joy and Purpose. And it's also this month's Reiki Share. So I'm so glad that you're all here. And I wanted to let you know that this topic actually didn't come from me. It came through one of my students, and I have permission to share it along with her first name, Sharon, who contacted me. It showed up in one of her meditations, and we meet regularly to discuss what she learns in her meditations and so on and develop them further. And that's what we were doing with this. And it was so profound. I asked for her permission to share it with all of you. Before we get too far in, though, I just wanted, so many of you are asking for another animal communication class. And so I did want to let you know that I am looking to try to find a date in mid-June. If that would work for you, could you pop me a quick email, Pam at hiddenbrook.ca is shorter, or Pam at reikifromthefarm.com. And just let me know, I am looking at the middle of June, a Saturday and Sunday, for an animal communication level one and two class, and possibly a Monday for an animal communication level three class. But I'm also considering a Sunday for that. So maybe you could let me know your preference if those are on your list and you've been trying to get in, because I do have an animal communication class coming up in July, but it's extremely early in the morning to accommodate my Asian students. And after that, not again until December. So yeah, I also wanted to let you know about our Open to Peace conference that I'll be speaking at Omega Institute, June 16th to 21st. Would love to have you join us for that. There'll be a link in this podcast. And the Wisdom of Reiki conference that follows that, June 21st to 23rd. I'll be there. William Rand, Colleen Benelli, Brett Bevel. There's going to be a host of people at the Wisdom of Reiki conference. And of course, the Omega Institute is always amazing. So would absolutely love to see you all there if you could make it. I do have that animal communication level one and two class coming up for Asia and Europe. We're going to do an introduction to it June 4th. And then the class itself is July 12th to 14th, very early mornings in North America, just mornings in Europe. And for Asia, it will be evenings. Wanted to let you know that in July, I have some whale classes coming up. I've got the level one and two in masters, July 22nd to 26th, and animal one and two in masters, July 29th to August 2nd. And we call those whale classes because not only do we sometimes see whales out the living room window as the class proceeds, but we also, the Tuesday evening after level one and two and before masters, we will go out. I charter a boat and we go out whale watching and sharing Reiki with them. So if you want to join us, it's on Campobello Island, just off the coast of Maine, and it is truly magical. In August 12th to 16th, I have a Karuna class coming up, which will accommodate my Australian students, my Asian students, and European students. So it's very early mornings in North America, evenings in Australia and Asia, and late mornings in Europe. And then finally, in October, we get back to some classes here at the farm. So welcome, welcome, everybody. I'm so impressed with how many of you could come. And I do apologize. I had to move the Reiki Share by a week and juggle podcasts around because last week I was busy completing my book proposal for Hay House on my new animal communication book, which is entitled Understanding Beyond Words, Integrating Reiki and Animal Communication. And so it's basically animal communication for Reiki people. I'm super excited about the book. It's coming together beautifully. If any of you are interested in pre-ordering it, the pre-order page will be live in a few days on pamallenleblanc.love. And when you do pre-order the book, which is $29.99 US, you actually get a free deepening connection course that I presented earlier this year. I'll be sending you a link to that course, and it has a $40 value. So I really tried to make that worthwhile as much as I could. So as I mentioned, I was speaking with one of my clients, and she had such a profound message come in that I really wanted to share this with you this month in our Reiki Share and in our podcast. She basically, in her session, heard that it is possible to release the concept of suffering. And when you do release that, you actually also release victim consciousness. Okay. And so it is possible to shift from the mindset of struggle and victim mentality to an empowered state that embraces health and joy. And it was really neat how it came in. And it basically came in showing the difference between leading with our spirit and leading with our soul. And so this is just a really interesting concept. Now, what I want to explain, some of you may not be familiar with this concept, but with Holy Fire Reiki, we have needed to differentiate the meaning between spirit and soul. So many people use the words spirit and soul interchangeably. But what happens with Holy Fire Reiki is that our Yusui Reiki attunements or placement style of attunements, they happen at the level of our soul. And we were shown that the Holy Fire ignition style attunement happens at the level of the spirit. So what's the difference between soul and spirit? I'll give you a reminder anyway. The soul is basically the repository of all of our life's experiences from this lifetime and from every lifetime. And the soul, it's our essence. It contains our personality. It contains our ego. And many people think of the soul as something small that exists within us. But myself, Colleen Benelli, a lot of us have been shown pictures that our physical body actually exists within the soul. So I like to think of the soul as our aura, how you can measure our aura and how that expands out beyond ourselves. That's what I've been shown as the soul. And it usually shows up white to me. It expands beyond the body and carries all of these experiences. But in addition to carrying all the history, our soul's history, all those memories and experiences from this lifetime and other lifetimes, the soul also contains our beliefs about those experiences. Now, probably one of the best ways that I ever understood that was an article that William Rand wrote once about two little girls playing in the waves in the ocean. And an ocean wave came and knocked them both down. And one little girl went crying to her mother and said, "Mommy, the ocean doesn't like me. It knocked me down." As the other little girl went laughing and singing to her mother, saying, "Mommy, the ocean loves me. It wanted to play with me." And so these beliefs that we form, even about the same experience, we can form different beliefs, but those beliefs also exist in the level of our soul. And our soul can have parts to it that are very healthy and highly evolved, and it can also have parts that are injured and traumatized and that need help or healing. Now, conversely, the spirit, in our understanding, and this is just for our own understanding of how the attunements happen, but it also can be really helpful to differentiate, and it's very much a part of how to step out of suffering. So do listen up. The spirit is the divine, this spark of the divine within us. And the spirit actually is the part of us that connects directly with source. Because this is the part of us that connects with source, the spirit, it can never include any unhealthy parts. It can only include healthy and whole aspects. However, that being said, the reason that we do holy fire ignitions at the level of the spirit is that it's always possible to get more and broader connection. So that's what we work toward. Now, the spirit can be the driver of the soul, and that's what we're going to talk about. And what my friend Sharon noticed is that the spirit actually nests within the soul. And I noticed that too. It's almost like there's this little spot within the soul, this little hollow, this little dip that the spirit nests within. And that's just the both of us see in pictures. And that's just the picture that we saw. Now, with that being in mind, what we want to talk, I just want to talk for a minute about the concept of suffering that has permeated many of our cultures and religions, because suffering is actually part of victim consciousness, and victim consciousness is part of suffering. And whenever you suffer, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally, we are letting something outside of ourselves control us. We're letting conditions control us. But what my friend was shown is that you can make a decision to stop doing that. And I was just mind blown about that. And so we thought for a moment. I had a conversation. Many of you know that I work with Jesus as a guide, and he does exist in the work with me and in our relationship beyond religion. And we've had this wonderful conversation where Jesus said, there's who I am, and there's who people think I am. And he likened it to, think about who you are to your children. You're their mother. But there are so many aspects of you outside of that. There's a businesswoman, a Reiki practitioner, a friend. If you think about all the aspects of who we are. And so then Jesus was very clear that there's who I am, and then there's who everybody thinks I am, which is just a part of who he is. And a little later on, in a similar but different discussion, I was explaining to Jesus as my guide that I was never able to wear the crucifix. Even a long time ago, when I was very steady with my church and everything like that, I was never able to wear the cross, especially the one which had a picture of Jesus hanging on it, because of all the suffering. And we had a remarkable conversation where Jesus said, I wish they would remember that I was about so much more than that. And he said the suffering was an end that had to happen. It was very short. I wish that people would think about what I actually taught, which was really more about love and joy and being in your purpose. And so that was really interesting, that and new beginnings. He said, if you think about my words and what I taught, it was more about love, joy, and new beginnings. And the suffering was just a very small aspect. And I thought about that for a while. And then I realized that, okay, so the concept of suffering has really prevailed, not just Christian society, but I think many other religions as well. And well, I know many other religions as well, because I've done a lot of study of other religions and research. So the concept of suffering has really permeated different cultures and religions throughout our world. And I feel that for it to have been so prevalent, it probably had a purpose. But my friend said she was told that the purpose is in the past. There is a need to move beyond it now. But then we have a question of what happens if we move from victim consciousness to empowerment. How do we do that? So if suffering is a choice and we can consciously choose to stop letting things control us, who do we become when we step out of it? And for that, I couldn't help it. I had to bring in Marianne Williamson's quote. This is a little bit longer quote, but I absolutely love it. So I'm going to read it to you in its entirety. And this is from her book, A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles, where she says, and I actually feel so strongly about this, I have it hanging on my wall. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And it's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And so for today's purpose, I absolutely love that quote. I feel that the fear, as we are liberated from our own suffering, we can liberate others. So as I was talking with my friend and we were exploring this beautiful message that she got, it made me think about a story in a book I was reading about breath work, about Saha breathing. And in this story, they talk about an athlete, because so many times Reiki is so effective for us mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. But I talked with Carolyn Musial, and it's like the physical body is sometimes running along, jogging along, going, wait for me, and trying to catch up. And certainly Reiki has helped me surmount so many other issues, but there are always still a few physical issues that I still work with. So I'm just as excited about stepping out of this suffering consciousness as probably the rest of you are. But in this story, this cyclist is in a race, and it's a very long distance race, and the conditions are horrid. It's, I think, 50 degrees, and it's a very hilly course. And most of the cyclists can't even bike up a lot of the hills. They have to get off their bike and carry their bikes up the hill, and people are dropping like flies. And the cyclist in the story decided to use a breathing technique called Saha breathing, where on every inhale, he would just think in his mind, Sa, and with every exhale, he would think in his mind, Ha. And you can go ahead and try that if you'd like, just for a little bit as we're continuing with the podcast. So as you breathe in, you think Sa, and as you exhale, you think Ha. And that simple act of focusing on his breath allowed him to step outside of the consciousness of suffering. And as he did this, he was able to power up the hills. He was able to finish the race and be very comfortable. And prior to that, he was really struggling. He was thinking that he was going to have to drop out. He was sweating profusely. He was extremely uncomfortable. And by focusing on his breath, that was one way that he was able to step outside of the consciousness of suffering and begin enjoying the experience. And so we know that this is possible. And I thought athletics is a really excellent place to think about it, because when we do, when we're walking, when we're hiking, when we're climbing mountains, when we're doing these things, these are times when we push ourselves out of our comfort zones. And so these are times when this comes up. So as we're exploring, we're continuing to explore all of this. What she had been told is that it is possible to integrate your human soul and spirit, and therefore have access to your higher self at all times. And so she was, and in fact, it is possible to allow your spirit to be the driver of your soul. And that automatically brings you outside of the victim consciousness into your wholeness. And she was shown that from that place of wholeness, it is so much easier to heal and release wounding than from the place of the wounding. And so that's one of the reasons Reiki is so effective. So we can use Reiki to integrate these, to step into the place of our wholeness. And from the place of the wholeness, we step outside of the charge of the injury. And when you're outside of the charge, then it's much, much easier to release it. And I've got some counselors here who are probably nodding their heads right now. So she thought about even some people and even some spirit guides that she was reluctant to connect with. Like, she had been reluctant to connect with Mother Mary and even with Jesus. And the energy showed her, don't connect to their wound, connect and their wounding, connect with their wholeness. And as she was able to consider it that way, she was able to connect with them. And I got to thinking, what would that mean to us in our daily lives? If instead of connecting to our clients, our patients, and I think in a way Reiki does this for us anyway, but just bringing this into a level of consciousness, instead of connecting with the wounding of somebody who maybe drives us crazy or a relationship that's struggling or whatever, what if we connected with that person's wholeness instead and stopped connecting with the wounding? And my friend was even told that this is the answer to religion becoming more spiritual, is letting go of that connection with the suffering and with the wounding and connecting with the wholeness, which was, I don't know, really remarkable. So I'm just reading actually from some of my notes here. And sometimes we think, who am I to do this? What happens if we go beyond the suffering mentality? Who would we be? And if we think of the suffering mentality, it's not that we want to be a victim. It's not that we're choosing to be a victim. It's nothing like that. It's the culture we have been raised in. And so this is part of our culturally created self. And so if we decide to step out of that, who would we be? And that's where I go back to Marianne Williamson's quote. And then I was guided to think about Laurel Gaya's article about soul level chakras and the peace breath. And we're actually going to be bringing that in. And I will put a link to that article in the podcast as well. But if any of you want to just look it up, go to reiki.org and look up soul level chakras and the peace breath. It's a beautiful article, and I'll be explaining a few key parts of it. If we do choose spirit as the driver, that allows us to step into the wholeness, out of the trauma, out of the injury, out of the charge of the trauma, making healing and releasing any past wounds easier. And so then what happens? Reiki can facilitate this for us. And what happens is that we can really step into our empowerment. We can step into our joy. She was shown, and then she said, who am I to do this? And who was I? And she was shown, you are a lighthouse. And that's very similar to what I was hearing back, I think it was back in February or January, maybe even beyond, when we were called way showers. The energy very clearly came in and said, you are a way shower. And for some of you, I've let you know that one of my co-facilitators at Omega Institute for the Open to Peace Conference also was given the word way shower, which I found amazing. And similarly, my friend was given the word lighthouse. As we decide to step into that, we become a lighthouse to others. And I come back to another quote from Marianne Williamson, where she wrote, we were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in all of us. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, or we could insert suffering, our presence automatically liberates others. And as my friend was being shown the possibility of becoming a lighthouse, she was very clearly shown that it was that in order to be a lighthouse, we empower others, and that this collective shift requires many of us, our diverse energies, to be a lighthouse for others. And it actually showed that, for instance, the Star of Bethlehem, that some people are familiar with, if you follow some of the three major world religions, you may know about the Star of Bethlehem. But the Star of Bethlehem, which guided the wise men, she was shown that it was made up of a variety of different energies. And the Star of Bethlehem guided Jesus and Mary. And Jesus and Mary actually said, I'm there to guide you, but you've also been there to guide me. In other words, we can all step into this energy. And so as we were exploring it, one of the things we realized is that if we combined world peace, holy fire Reiki, with animal Reiki, it was possible to really integrate our spirit, soul, and body, which then allows us to step out of all of this suffering. And it allows us to connect with the third heaven energy that exists in the earth, the third heaven energy from the heavens as well. And then we've been shown all along, or told all along, that holy fire has an intention or a purpose to connect us directly with third heaven energies here on earth. So that is simply stepping out of fear, stepping out of suffering. That's possible for all of us. So we've known that. We realize that, and some of you may not have animal Reiki energy yet. Please don't worry, because I'm going to be sending you my animal Reiki energy. And some of you may not have holy fire energy, but I'm also sending you that. So please don't be concerned if you haven't studied those courses yet, or even if you decide you don't wish to study those courses. That's absolutely irrelevant to this. The meditation will still work. And we also discovered that a big part of this was bringing in the energy of forgiveness to release anything that we might be holding or carrying from other lifetimes or past lives. And so this meditation that we're going to go into today is going to bring an integration of all of our lifetimes, and it's going to shift our understanding of our identity so that we can realize that our identity is actually this wholeness that I am speaking of. It allows us to let go of any wounding and understand that we actually are all enlightened. already at our core, and to step into that enlightening, that enlightenment. It's whether we choose to live that way, and it can include, it does take some time. There can be some layers that we may have gathered over time that may need to release in their own time. But it's just about choosing to live outside of suffering and in the place of the wholeness. And so it's remembering to ask yourself the question, am I going to live from that space of the suffering or of the wounding, or am I going to live from the space of wholeness? And so this was just such a profound conversation that I asked Sharon's permission to share it with all of you and then come up with a meditation. Actually, we came up with parts of this meditation at the time, and I've just spent a little bit of time with it, listening a bit more and further developing it for all of you. So before we move into our meditation today, I'm just wondering if anybody has any questions about any of this. Okay, you're all still here. So maybe it is an interesting concept. So in order to go forward with this, I'm going to be leading us in a meditation, and I'm going to use the word visualize or picture or imagine. But if you don't visualize, which lots of people don't, just imagine or think about or feel instead of see. And I am going to be talking about a couple of chakras that you may not be familiar with at the moment. And this is from Laurel Gaya's article on soul level chakras. And in this article, she talks about the fact that she has been shown that there is a chakra that exists a few feet above our head called the soul star. And it is the pathway to the Gaia gateway. And she was also shown that there is a chakra that exists below our feet in the earth, and she calls it the earth star, and it is the pathway or gate to what she calls the Gaia gateway. And she also showed that each of us have three different heart chakras, an ascending heart chakra, a heart chakra, and a sacred heart chakra, and that out at the edge of our aura, or the edge of our soul, that there is also what she calls the etheric heart. And it's basically a holographic image of those three heart chakras that shows up out at the edge of our aura. And so I really love the way that she has developed this and explored this. And I just want you to know that today we are going to be meditating with both the animal Reiki energy and the holy fire world peace energy. And that as we're going to actually be working with that, with our breath, with each of the chakras. And that's going to basically be one of the things, one of the starting points or the starting steps to allow us to bring in that integration with spirit and soul. And so her article, again, is Soul Level Chakras and the Peace Breath. So guys, I'm just going to invite you to get really comfortable today. Some of you may want to put some music on in your background. And we're going to set an intention. So just go ahead and bring your hands into Gassho and activate your Reiki energy. Just inviting all of your symbols to join you. And if you don't have Reiki energy, that's okay. I'm sending Reiki to surround each and every one of you. And we're all sending Reiki to each other. And so just allow that Reiki to be around you and to flow into your body on your breath. And today we form the following intention. God, Source, Creator, whatever name you use, I give thanks that I am a clear and open channel for Reiki energy to flow through. I give thanks that my personality and ego stand aside so that the energy and wisdom is received in its clearest and truest form today. It is my intention to align and awaken my soul level chakras so that I might develop a deeper understanding of my divine purpose and then step out of the energy of suffering and into joy. I give thanks that through divine love, this is done. And so it is. So go ahead and place your hands comfortably on your body. And I just want to let you know that joy is the lighthouse or the guidelines, the guiding force of the soul. Whenever we are doing something that gives us joy, we are aware that we are working with our soul's purpose. So just begin with a few deep breaths, just allowing the light of Reiki to flow into your breath, just releasing the busyness of your day and everything you need to think about later. This moment is about you and for you, so give yourself this time to focus your attention on you. And just imagine the beautiful light of holy fire, world peace energy flowing in through your soul star, your crown, and all the way down your body through your central channel and out through your feet, down through your earth star and into the Gaia gateway. Just bathing your entire being in white light, moving all the way through your central channel. And then I invite you to connect with the animal Reiki energy, just imagining or inviting it to come up through the earth star below your feet, radiate up through your feet into your base chakra, the tops of your legs, and up through your sacral, solar plexus, heart chakras, throat chakra, third eye, and crown, all the way up through your soul star and beyond into the stellar gateway. And thus connected, just invite any guides or angels or enlightened ones, the brothers and sisters of the light, divine animals, to join you. You may notice that they stand at the corners of the land and on every side of you, keeping you safe, supporting you, protecting you. And then beginning at the root chakra, if you have holy fire and the power symbol, go ahead and draw them in front of each chakra, or imagine them in front of your root chakra at the tops of your legs. If you don't have them, just imagine the Reiki energy flowing there, setting itself up in front of your root chakra at the tops of your legs, your sacral chakra below your belly button, your solar plexus above your belly button, your three heart chakras, the ascending heart, the heart, and the sacred heart, your throat chakra, your third eye, and your crown chakra. And you can even imagine these symbols or the Reiki energy setting up at your stellar gateway and your Gaia gateway as well, at your earth star and your soul star. And if you have animal Reiki, you can also imagine that symbol setting itself up in front of each chakra. And now with every in-breath, You imagine these symbols or these energies flowing through each chakra from the front of your body all the way to the back of your body, so that it starts outside the front of your body and it ends outside the back of your body. And then with every exhale, you imagine it moving from back to front. And we're going to take 12 deep breaths this way, just focused on feeling safe and grounded, and intending to allow your spirit to step into the driver's seat of your soul. And if you take more than 12 or less than 12, it's okay. Together we'll breathe. Inhaling the symbols from front to back and exhaling them from back to front. This clears and aligns your chakras, allowing you to make this connection, allowing the spirit to step into the driver's seat of your soul. I invite you to continue breathing the energy in and out through each chakra as I highlight them one by one. The Earth Star and the Gaia Gateway. As we clear this chakra, we connect ourselves with the divinity of the Earth. The Earth is just as divine as the heavens, although we don't always remember that or look at it that way. And so, clearing this chakra connects us with the divinity of the earth, allowing us to exist on this planet in that higher state of consciousness that is available to us. Breathe in and out the Gaia Gateway now. Many of us in the spiritual world also can become ungrounded and walk around with our energy up in our higher chakras. This buttons us firmly into the earth. And that's where we're all meant to be, for we all decided to live in a life on this planet this time around. So get comfortable here. And we move up to the base chakra. And as we breathe in through the base chakra, this continues our grounding. And it also releases us from the energies of fear and suffering. Our survival instincts exist in our base chakra. So if we struggle with anxiety, worries about the future, it's very important to work on clearing and empowering this chakra. It may even be worthwhile to spend a little extra time here on a regular basis. And then we move up into the solar plexus, the sacral chakra, pardon me, which is all about creativity, flow, and healthy relationships. So just continue breathing out, allowing this to clear. And when we align with our own creativity, and make no mistake, even if you don't believe yourself to be creative, we were all born with the spark of the creator in us, which makes us creators ourselves. Every one of us is a creator in our own right. So allow yourself to connect with your creativity and with the spark of the divine that is uniquely you. And then we move to the solar plexus, which is all about confidence and power and taking action. It's the seat of our ambition, and it's where we live our life, doing the practical things that need to get done. And so it makes sense to have this chakra clear and aligned and empowered. It helps us in the living of our daily lives. And then we move to our three heart chakras, the ascending heart, the heart, and the sacred heart. Just breathing in and out of them, and as we do, also aligning with that part of our heart chakra that exists over at the edge of our soul, our aura. The etheric heart. This is all about love, compassion, self-acceptance. So breathing in and out of the three heart chakras. And then moving into the etheric heart, which is how we present ourselves to the world. Our heart to the world, and use our heart. Spend a little extra time here, because the heart is the seat of all healing. And then we move to the throat chakra, which is about our true expression and communication. It's about our authenticity. Breathing in and out here, and just acknowledging how complicated and frustrating it can be when we cannot access our true expression, when we cannot communicate, when we're not able to express our authenticity. And we move to our third eye, which is about our intuition, our wisdom, and our inner vision. And I have a sense that Laurel Shantigaya is here with us today as we honor her article, her work. She was a very wise and intuitive woman. Is everyone listening? And joining us here this evening is wise and intuitive as well. Just owning that. And then finally connecting to the crown chakra and all the way up through the soul star and stellar gateway, which is our connection to the divine and to enlightenment and to wholeness. And now that we've aligned and empowered our chakras, I invite you to visualize the Reiki energy, holy fire, world peace, animal Reiki energies, just filling your entire being now and integrating into all of your other lifetimes, past, present, future, in between lives, whatever they may be. Bringing them all together as one. And today we'll take a journey to a time before we incarnated here on the earth and into this life, when many of us were joined together as a great soul light, and yet we all agreed to come back at this time to assist in humanity's awakening to the age of peace. I'd like to ask you if you remember this time. Do you remember this vision? Just take a moment to just pay attention, imagining that through the distance symbol creates a bridge of light where you can journey into that time. And just remembering that time, remembering what it felt like. You may remember what it sounded like, looked like. You may have certain memories flow through now. And even if they are below your level of awareness, that's okay. I just want to ask you if you remember. And whether you remember or not, just imagine that you're once again connected to that space and time. Do you remember the purity of that great soul light? Can you feel it now? You remember how powerful that magnificent vision of peace was that we all shared together. When our energies were unified as one and we were a guiding star, a lighthouse, a way shower. I invite you to breathe the essence of that unified, magnificent vision of peace into your heart and just feel it anchor within you right now. Breathe deeply and slowly. And we'll remain here for some time together today. Breathe deeply and slowly now as you open your eyes and awaken to the age of peace, where your spirit is the driver of your soul, and where you have chosen to step outside of suffering physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And just notice yourself radiating light, empowered, and aligned with your true, authentic self, your empowered self. And just imagine your ability to remain in this vibration outside of suffering and victimhood, and into your purpose and power and joy, for the evidence of living your purpose is joy. And remembering any time that you forget and step into suffering, you can make a conscious choice to step back outside of it again. Slowly and gently bring your awareness back into the room, feeling refreshed and whole. Bringing that alignment and wholeness back with you. And as you come back, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to connect with you today and be with you. I want to encourage you to continue cultivating your wholeness and radiating your light, being the lighthouse, the way shower, the North Star. And I'd like to close with a quote from our dear Laurel Shantigaya. My soul knowing tells me that each and every one of us is here for precisely the same purpose. That purpose is to support humankind's awakening to the knowing that we are to simply be the full power of divine love and divine peace. The way that we express this purpose is unique to each one of us, but we are transforming ourselves by remembering our purpose, and by acting on our remembrance, we are transforming the world. I wish you all blessings and love and light as you step out and transform the world today. Thank you so much for being with us. Namaste.